We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMVA.
The skies have cleared and we are time and ready for the best time of the year. It is playoff high school football. And tonight we start in 8-man Division II with the number one ranked Axel Eagles playing host to the Boyd St. John Tipton Blue Jays. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kurt Gilman taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane. Tonight's matchup features the number one team from District 3, the Axel Eagles, 8-0 on the year, 6-0 in District 3, and the Beloit St. John Tipton Blue Jays. They were 4-4 overall on the year and 3-3 in District 4, which was good enough for a fourth place finish, with Thunder Ridge winning District 4 with a perfect 6-0 record. Looking at this matchup for the Eagles under 8th-year head coach Eric Detweiler, they have just been dominant all year long. 8-0, the only close game was a 30-24 victory over Hanover. Blew out Frankfurt as state-ranked team earlier this year, 54-8. And last week, another 54-8 victory, this time over a very good Onega time. It was the first time since that Hanover game that Axel had been taken into the fourth quarter, but that game ultimately ended there in that fourth quarter with the 54-8 win for the Eagles. 363 total yards of offense last week for the Eagles. Isaac Detweiler, another huge game. 234 passing yards, 71 rushing yards, 5 total touchdowns for the Eagles, who are looking to make it back to the state championship game that they went in 2018. Meanwhile, you look at it for the Beloit St. John Tipton Blue Jays and our head coach Dean Gangler. They are 4-4 overall after going 7-3 a year ago. This is the third time they're playing Axel in 2 years. A couple of years ago, they played Axel twice, and the season opener lost 58-12, and the playoffs 46-0. That was in 2019. They are 0-3 all-time, though, against Axel, so they're looking to get the monkey off their back here tonight after a big win last week, 52-6 over Rock Hills. It all starts with our quarterback, Jarrett Eitzman. He had a big week last week, 108 rushing yards. He had one passing touchdown, ran for a score. Also, Ben Thompson, one of their senior running backs, he had 95 yards rushing last week with a couple of scores. Those are the two guys that Axel has to watch for tonight on this Beloit St. John Tipton Blue Jay team. So, ship up to be a fun one tonight. Hope you stay tuned with us. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from the head coach of the Axel Eagles, Eric Detweiler. We take our pregame timeout. We'll come back with the opener and the kickoff of the 8-man Division II playoffs here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you. We're getting set for the 8-man Division II playoffs. Axel playing host to Beloit St. John Tipton. Joining me now, Eric Detweiler, head coach of the Eagles. And coach, well, first off, we'll just start with this. What a great season your guys have had to this point. You're 8-0. You've had a couple of really big wins so far this season. Another big one last week, 54-8 over Onega. We'll start there. Overall, that's just a really good win for your guys. Onega did give your guys a little bit of problems at times, but overall still a good win. So what'd you feel about that win over Onega last week?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I told our guys before the game that I thought Onega is probably going to be one of the better teams that we played so far, and how we react to that is our choice, I guess, and we need to come out with fire and energy and jump on them guys early and maintain momentum in that game. And Onega is a very good physical team where We knew they were predominantly going to run the ball, and that's exactly what they did. And we just need to try to slow them down, and I was proud of the way our kids did that.
And just like you have all season, you had several different guys step up in that game. And, you know, overall, when you look at this season, you've had a lot of young guys step up. A lot of freshmen been thrown into the fire, and really, they have competed extremely, extremely well. What have you seen from the young guys on your team so far this year?
Well, they are getting smarter every day, to be quite honest with you. You know, at first, I was, a little worried about how well they know our offense and defense. And they were out of position a lot of times and continue to still do that. But they're still getting better. I'm impressed with the way they're eager to learn and the passion for the game of football and the way they play. And so they're getting better every week. And I think it's showing up on the football field.
And, of course, you guys kind of start and finish with Isaac Detweiler there. He's done so much for your program the last couple of years. He's been great again this year. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards, 22 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. It seems like he has really developed his game as far as being the quarterback for your program. What have you seen just from his development this year?
Well, he gets smarter every year. And with being my son and everything, it seems like we're always, talking about plays and what he did right or what he did wrong. And to be honest, he's been with me on the sideline for since grade school. So he's kind of got a head start on the rest of the guys. And I think the rest of the team seems to look for him for leadership. And if there's any questions on where to be or what to do, he's usually got a pretty good answer. A lot of times I might send an offensive play in something, and half the time he can finish it before I'm ever done or even correct me when I'm wrong sometimes. So it's great to have that advantage on your side.
And you look at it here, tonight's matchup, you got Beloit St. John Tipton coming to town. And Beloit St. John Tipton, they're a team you're fairly familiar with. You've played them a few times in the last couple of years. What do you know about this year's St. John Tipton team?
Well, after watching them on film, they're kind of all over. They got size. They've got speed. They've got a great quarterback that knows what to do with the football. They just kind of got all around, good team. Our record might not indicate that with being fourth in their district, but you got to remember their district's fairly tough as well with Osborne and Thunder Ridge and those guys, Lakeside and those guys in there. So just because of the fourth ranked team doesn't mean they're a good team. And they look really good on film that we need to be ready to play tonight.
So you look at it here with the opening round of the playoffs. What do you feel like is the biggest thing your guys need to focus on? Because obviously from here on out, it's win or go home. So what do you feel like the biggest thing you need to see from your guys here beginning on Thursday night?
Well, we need to build on, what we've worked on all year. And you're exactly right. I told the guys that we lose, we're done. And an undefeated regular season doesn't mean nothing up to this point. It's everybody's record is the same as far as I'm concerned. And you need to, minimize turnovers, execute our offense and defensive well, and just control the little things that I think make good teams great. And if we do that, I hope we can be successful.
Well, Coach, with that, we certainly wish you the best of luck. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Eric Detweiler, head coach of the Axtell Eagles, joining us on our pregame show. So take another break. We'll come back as we get set for our featured game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Is that the sun that has started to kind of peek out here at Axtell? Hard to believe, but perfect timing. We are just about set for kickoff between the Axtell Eagles and the Beloit St. John Tipton Blue Jays. Axtell again, 8-0 on the year. St. John Tipton, they are 4-4 on the campaign. Both captains are out at midfield as we await the coin toss. it looks like the Blue Jays have won the toss. We'll see what they elect to do here to start this 8-man Division II playoff game. All pretty much area 8-man games taking place tonight around the area. You look at some other matchups tonight. Onega at Thunder Ridge. Hanover is at Osborne. And it does look like the boys, St. John Tippin, has decided to defer to the second half, so Axel's going to start with the football. But also tonight, Lakeside at Frankfort. Wentmore hosts Southern Cloud. Blue Valley hosts Pike Valley. Donovan West at number three, Canton Galva. Solomon at Clifton Clyde. Valley Falls at number one, Little River. Rock Hills at Lynn. And Harrington is at Washington County. But with that, we are set to go. Boyd St. John Tipton in the road. White tops, blue bottoms, blue numerals, and white helmets. And for Axtell, they are in their home blues. Blue tops and bottoms with red numerals trimmed in white. And they will be donning white helmets here this evening. The sun has completely come out here at Axtell. It's hard to believe as much as it's rained the last couple of days, but the field looks in fantastic position. And we are ready to go for what should be a great high school football game here tonight. Axtell will go from right to left here in the opening quarter. And John Tipton will kick from left to right. Axtell will drop back Isaac Detweiler and Brandon Schmelsley, but it will be Schmelsley who will be ready to receive this kick. From John Greenwood, he has a great leg for the Blue Jays. 11 touchbacks this year. Almost every kick either is right at the 5-yard line or into the end zone. He's got a good leg. That could be a difference here tonight. So 12 minutes are on the clock. Both sides are ready to go. Referee blows the whistle. Greenwood approaches the football. He gets the kick away, and we are underway. Going to be fielded by Schmelzy at his own 2. He'll bring on a near side return. It's to the 10-yard line. Cuts it back inside, then gets chopped down there. And that is where Axtell will start their opening drive, as that was Ben Thompson on the tackle for the Blue Jays. So Axtell will have it 1st and 10 from their own 12-yard line. Isaac Detweiler is the stud, the junior quarterback for the Eagles. 5'10", 160 pounds. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards this year. He's completed 75% of his passes. 22 touchdowns, only 2 picks for the junior for the Eagles. He'll start a shotgun set, running back right behind him. 2 receivers split left, 1 to the right. Detweiler will look to run the option, tosses it to the outside, trying to cut it back inside, but nothing there. It'll be a loss on the play as Eli Brockterman gets cut down after a loss of about 3 or 4. And so a negative play to start for Axtell as Brockterman loses 4. Good play by defensive end Jared Eitzman over there, the senior for the Blue Jays. So Axtell fakes a 2nd down and 14 from back at their own 8-yard line. 2 receivers split to the near side. A single receiver at the top of the field. Detweiler barks out a call to his receivers. A running back behind him. He's in the pistol set. It'll be a swing pass on the near side. It's caught by Schmelzy. He's going to break free. There he goes. Nobody's going to catch him. To the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Eagles. What a way to start this game. That's going to be a 72-yard pitch and catch from Detweiler to Schmelzy. And just like that, the Eagles strike first. What a way to start here for the Axtell Eagles. They're a quick strike offense, and they prove it right there. Less than a minute into the game, and now the Eagles will go for 2. 2 receivers split right, pistol set for Detweiler. He looks to run the option. He'll toss it outside, getting to the edge of the corner of Schmelzy, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. So with that, we have a timeout with 11:01 to go in the opening quarter. Axtell strikes early and strikes first. It's 8-0. The Eagles lead. We'll be back on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to offer a lymphedema therapy program. The program is offered through our occupational therapy department and is managed by our certified lymphedema therapist, Cheryl Holthaus. Cheryl has completed the 135-hour training and is excited to help those living with lymphedema. Lymphedema is most effectively managed with a therapy program. For additional questions about our program, please contact Cheryl Holthaus at 785-336-0428. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, with takes us two plays in less than a minute for Axtell to find the end zone first. A 72-yard touchdown pass on a swing pass to Brandon Schmelzley, who took it the distance, and Axtell leads 8-0. So what a way to start this game for the Eagles. So now we'll see what the St. John Tipton offense has here tonight. Ben Thompson back deep to receive the kick for the Blue Jays, and Isaac Detweiler has the football teed up for Axtell. Pretty good crowd on hand here tonight for this playoff game. Obviously, the weather is not the best with the wind howling about 20 miles an hour, temperature right around 50 degrees. Detweiler's kick is a spinning kick that's going to be fielded by Thompson at his own 14-yard line. Here's on the return. Tries to get to the 15, but he's pulled down immediately on a really good play by Evan Bussing. And so a little gain of maybe 2 yards on that return for Thompson. It'll be first and 10 from the 15-yard line for the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are led. Quarterback Jared Eitzman. Thrown for 350 yards, 4 touchdowns this year, 4 interceptions there. More of a grounded pound team is Beloit St. John Tipton. Eitzman has ran for 700 yards and 16 scores this year. He's had 3 games of over 100 yards rushing. Wing T look on first and 10 from the 15. This will be a give to the second man through. Getting to the right side, not going a whole lot. It's going to be Ben Thompson. He gets maybe 2 yards. They'll give him 2, and it'll bring up second and 8. Thompson, one of the senior running backs. He's ran for over 450 yards this year with 11 touchdowns. He's also caught another 230 yards and 4 more scores. 10:28 to go, opening quarter, 8-0. Axtell in front on the 72-yard pass from Detweiler to Schmelzley. 2nd and 8 from the 17-yard line. This will be a give along the right side. This is actually going to be Eitzman, who was in at running back. So Eitzman gets the carry, and it's a gain of about 5 yards. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 4. So a 3rd down and 4 coming up here for the Blue Jays. Ball will be spotted just across the 20-yard line. Eitzman now will be in a shotgun look here on 3rd and 4. Takes the snap. He's going to look to keep it himself on the left side. He's got the first down. He'll get across the 25-yard line and fall forward to the 27. That'll be a gain of 6 yards, and it will move the chains. So a good response here early on by the Blue Jays just to get a first down and continue to hold on to the football and not give it back to this potent Axtell offense. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Blue Jays from their own 27-yard line. 9:30 to go in the opening quarter. The Eagles lead 8-0. Back in the shotgun is Eitzman, running back on each hip. Eitzman takes the snap to look to keep it himself along the right side. Axtell giving chase. They'll hit him at the line of scrimmage, but Eitzman, a big guy, falls forward across the 30-yard line and is going to be able to gain 4 yards, 4 tough, hard-fought yards for the senior quarterback.
Second and 6.
You look at Eitzman, he's a pretty good sized quarterback, 5'10", 150 pounds. He looks a little bit bigger than that. He's a guy that definitely likes to get north and south. He doesn't dance much. This is going to be Luke Bates under center at quarterback on 2nd down and 6. This will be a give to Thompson on the left side. He'll hit the line and be shoved back. No gain on the play. That defensive front, Sawyer Dieter's in on the stop. And Grant Bussing as well for the Eagles. And that'll set up now a 3rd down and long, 3rd down and about 6.
No gain on the play, brings up 3rd and 6.
Thompson hasn't had much to show on his 2 carries here on this opening drive. Big play here, though. 3rd down and 6 coming up. Eitzman taking his time. He now gets another huddle. Now they finally break it. He'll split out as a receiver on 3rd down and 6. Luke Bates is the quarterback under center. Thompson is the lone tailback. It'll be a swing pass to the left side to Eitzman. He's trying to get the 1st down. He'll get to the corner, and he will pick it up. He'll run out of bounds right at midfield, but a big pickup of 9 yards. They'll move the sticks for the Blue Jays. That's exactly what the Blue Jays need, to just continue to hold on to the football, and that might be the best recipe here tonight. So again, coming in, Tyson Gates and Jared Eitzman were the two guys that have been having any quarterback snaps this year, but it's Luke Bates who actually gets the start under center, but now Eitzman back under center, so kind of a two-quarterback look here for the Blue Jays. Eitzman to throw. They're going to run a double move. Looking to the right side, throwing deep, looking for Thompson, but it's going to be intercepted by Detweiler. Isaac Detweiler picks it off at the 7-yard line, and the Eagles, just like that, get a big turnover, and we'll have it back with 7:40 to go in the opening quarter. Eitzman had Thompson. He had him over the right shoulder on the near sideline, but he threw it way too far on the inside of the field. And Detweiler, just kind of playing center field, reached over his shoulder and made the interception. Isaac Detweiler, his fourth interception of the year, and he has had some big interceptions in his young campaign. The first and 10 for the Eagles from their own 7-yard line. Detweiler will run the option. He gets hit hard, but he tops it outside to Schmelzy. Tries to cut it back inside. He'll pick up about 5 yards to the 12-yard line or so. Gain of 5. It'll bring up 2nd and 5. Near the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a hold against Axtell. So instead of a gain of 5, I'll move it back half the distance to the goal and replay first down. That'll make it about a 1st and 14, we'll call it. So officially just a penalty of 4 yards for the Eagles. First penalty of the night from referee crew, a veteran crew. So it'll make it 1st and about 13 or 14 from back at the 4-yard line. Made in motion from right to left. Detweiler takes the snap, looks in the throw, throws the ball on the left flat. Making the catch is Eli Brockstrom. Now he's going to break free to the 20-yard line. Cuts back inside. Still on his feet at the 30-yard line. Still running near midfield. Breaks free again and finally is going to be spun out of bounds at the 35-yard line of Beloit St. John Tipton. That'll be a pitch and catch of 40 yards for the Eagles. And another big play for Axtell. Just a simple swing pass. That's the 2nd time that Axtell has ran that exact same play here in the first quarter. Both of them have gone for big plays. The first one went for 72. That one goes for 40. So that'll set the ball up in Blue Jay territory at their 35-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Eagles. Brockstrom in the tailback behind Detweiler, who's in the pistol. Look, two receivers split left and one to the right. Axtell operates from right to left. Going to run the option. They'll toss it outside to Brockstrom, looking for the edge. Gets a big block from Owen Strothman, and then Brockstrom puts his head down, runs across the 30-yard line, and runs all the way to the 27 for a gain of 8 yards.
Cooper, your mark. Brockstrom picked up 8.
6:35 to go in the opening quarter. 8-0 Axtell, but the Eagles are driving. And the big interception by Detweiler, and looking to now turn it into points. 2nd down and 2. The ball spotted near the right hash at the 27-yard line. Detweiler steps back in the pistol. Running back behind him, 2 receivers split left. Another swing pass, this time it's Schmelzy. He'll make the grab. He's got the 1st down before he finally steps out of bounds inside of the 20-yard line. That'll be a gain of 9 yards, and it'll move the chains inside of the 20 to the 18-yard line. So right now, Boyd St. John Tipton has no answer for that swing pass. The Eagles have ran it 3 times, and they've collected 121 yards off of it. 6:07 to go in the opening quarter. Again, Axtell continuing to drive, leading 8-0. 2 receivers split left on 1st and 10 from the 18. Brockstrom back behind Detweiler. Blue Jays show blitz. They don't come, and now here's Detweiler on just a design quarterback run up the middle. He gets inside of the 15-yard line down to the 13. And that'll be a gain of 5 yards. Bring up 2nd and 5.
Detweiler picks up 5, brings up 2nd and 5.
Detweiler, again, is a really good running quarterback. He has been great this year. You look at what he did last year running the ball, 484 yards rushing, but this year already 667 rushing yards with 19 touchdowns. He's averaging 83 yards per game on the ground. Second and five for the Eagles at the 12-yard line of the Blue Jays. Motion out, Brockstrom to the right, flat again. This is going to be a swing pass out to the right side. It's Brockstrom, he'll make the catch at the five, spin forward and reach out inside of the five, down to about the two. I think they're marking more closer to the 3-yard line, but that'll be a gain of 9 yards. That time it was a little bit of a wrinkle in that swing pass. They had Brockstrom go out in motion, and then Detweiler took the snap, ran forward like he was going to try to just keep a quarterback draw, and then the last second threw it, got a sidearm pass out to Brockstrom, who took it down to the 3-yard line. First and goal for the Eagles, ball at the 3-yard line. Two receivers split right, wide side of the field is to the left. And Weiler barks out an audible under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And Weiler takes a chest high snap, looks to run the option, toss it out to Schmelzley. He'll walk into the end zone for a touchdown. Brandon Schmelzley into the end zone, his second touchdown of the night. His first rushing and on the year for Brandon Schmelzley, that is his 13th rushing touchdown. It's too easy for the Eagles offense. Talk about how potent they are, and they make it look easy. So now they will go for two with 4:48 to go in the opening quarter. Two receivers split right, one to the left. Detweiler in the pistol set. Schmelzley is the tailback. They'll run the option against Schmelzley to the corner, and he'll walk into the end zone. So, Schmelzley, he's had a great night so far, and it continues with a two-point conversion, and we have a timeout. 4:48 to go in the opening quarter. It's the Eagles 16, the Blue Jays nothing. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, that drive started all the way back inside of the 4-yard line, but the Eagles take it the distance. So a 76-yard drive, it results in a 3-yard rushing touchdown by Brandon Schmelzley for his second score of the night. He had the 72-yard receiving touchdown to get the ball game underway. And the 3-yard score there, and it's 16-0. Axtell leads here with 4:48 to go in the opening frame. So couldn't ask for much of a better start here if you're Axtell. Now we'll see what the Blue Jays have to answer. Had a good drive going on their first drive until they threw that interception. So that is what this very good 8-0 Axtell team does. That's why they're ranked number one. They force you into turnovers, and then they capitalize. So Detweiler will see the football back up. Ben Thompson back deep to receive. Ian Axtell operates from right to left here in the opening quarter. Detweiler gives it a boot. End over end kicked. It'll be fielded by Thompson at his own 11-yard line. On the return of the 20, gets outside of the 25, tries to cut it back inside, but it gets shoved down by Detweiler at the 29-yard line. They'll mark him there. It's a pretty good field position to start this drive for the Blue Jays. We'll see what they have here on drive number two. Blue Jays in with a two-quarterback system on the first drive between Luke Bates and Eitzman. And it was Eitzman who ended up throwing that interception at about midfield, threw it down to about the 5-yard line that Detweiler picked off. So first and 10 from the 29. Eitzman will keep it to the left side on first down. So going to get the edge. He'll run over a couple of Axtell defenders and plow his way forward across the 30-yard line of the 34. It'll be a gain of 5 yards. I'll tell you what about Eitzman, though. He is a load at quarterback. I have him listed at just about 150 pounds, but he's looks a lot more than that with pads on. So the Blue Jays, again, taking their time. They want to try to shorten this game as much as they can because they know just how potent this Axtell offense is. 4:05 to go in the opening quarter. 16-0 Axtell leads. This time it's Bates, the quarterback. He'll toss it to the right side to Eitzman. He'll break it inside near a first down. I think he's going to be about a half yard short. We'll get across the 35 to about the 38-yard line. First down will come to the 39. So it'll be a gain of 4 yards and bring up third and one. So I think if you're St. John Tipton here, this is four down territory. So you got to think two plays to get 1 yard. They're just shy of midfield at the 38-yard line. A first down comes at the 39. 3:30 to go in the opening quarter. This time it's Eitzman under center and nine formation look. It'll just be Eitzman on the quarterback keep. He'll pick up the first down, get across midfield, and be thrown forward inside of Axtell territory to the 37-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 yards on the quarterback keep by Jared Eitzman. So you kind of like what Eitzman has done. He's got six carries. He hasn't had a carry less than 4 yards. He'll take that all day long. First and 10 from the 37-yard line of Axtell. 3:04 to go in the opening quarter. This is Bates back under center. Eitzman is the fullback. It'll be a toss to the tailback. Thompson along the left side. He got a big block, and there he goes. 25-20, 15-10-5. Touchdown, Blue Jays, but it's coming back. Two flags are back at the 35-yard line. And no doubt, it was a big hole on that left side of the Blue Jay offensive line.
Holding call on the Blue Jays against the touchdown.
So that holding penalty will erase the touchdown off the board for the Blue Jays. Instead of putting six on the board, it'll be first and long. The first penalty against the Blue Jays here tonight. And it'll bring it back inside of Blue Jay territory to the 37-yard line.
Eagles accept the penalty.
So it'll make it first and 18, 2:50 to go in the opening frame. That was just a simple toss play to the outside. We'll see what the Blue Jays have now. They'll bring Eitzman in a shotgun look with running backs and H-backs in. Now Thompson in motion from left to right. It'll be Eitzman on the quarterback keep on the right side. He gets hit hard and thrown down right at midfield. Eli Broxton on the stop for Axtell. That'll be a gain of 3 yards to make it a second down at about 13 or 14.
Picks up 3, brings up 2nd and 13.
So Eitzman has far and away been the go-to guy. Only one of the guys touched the ball, and that's Ben Thompson. And then Luke Bates had that 1 9-yard pass to Eitzman. Three guys have touched the football for the Blue Jays. That's it. Now listen, Eitzman in the slot here on the near side. Here he comes back in motion from right to left. This will be a give to Thompson. He tries to bounce it outside. He's got good speed. He gets to the edge of the 35 and finally gets shoved out of bounds by two tacklers at the 30-yard line. That'll be a run of about 10 yards for Thompson. It'll bring up now a third down and manageable, a third down and 3. Thompson not a very big guy. You talk about Eitzman being a fairly good-sized guy, but Thompson is not. 5'7", 130 pounds is all. You can clearly see why he's a running back, though, because he's got very good speed. So now 3rd and 3. Eitzman is the quarterback now. He'll be in the pistol look with Bates behind him. This is Eitzman along the left side. He's got the first down. It'll be shoved back. Well, actually, I think they're going to mark him short. I thought he clearly had the first down, but the spot is going to come about a half yard short. And so that'll make it now 4th down and 1 yard. So just a gain of 2 is all they give Eitzman.
That brings up 4th down.
And so it'll be 4th and 1, and obviously the Blue Jays are going to keep the offense out there. Would not be surprised if this was just an Eitzman quarterback keeper up the middle. 1:13 to go in the opening quarter. 16-0 is the lead for Axtell. There's going to be Eitzman, the quarterback under center. High formation look. Eitzman tries a hard count. Now he just dives his way forward. It's going to be close. It's going to depend on the spot. Axtell is saying no. The Blue Jays are saying yes. We'll just have to wait on the spot from our referee crew here tonight. And I think they're going to have to measure it, and they are going to stop play and bring the chains over. This is going to be close. If the Blue Jays got it, it's by about 6 inches. Clock stopped with 57.9 to go in the first quarter. Again, Axel leads 16-0. They'll bring the chains out, stretch them out, and it is going to be a first down by 3 inches.
That is good enough for you.
When I say 3 inches, it is literally 3 inches. So a big first down pickup, though, for the Blue Jays. They needed a yard and got it. So now it'll set up a first and 10 from the actual 27-yard line. Big drive here, though, for the Blue Jays. Got to have points here. Heitzman will be the tailback. Bates is the quarterback in the pistol look. Two receivers split to the near side for the Blue Jays. Bates takes the snap, hands it up the middle to Heitzman. He hits the line, gets shoved back by Detweiler. He gets inside of the 25-yard line of the 24 for a gain of 3 yards. That is one thing when you look out there on the field. Axtell does not have the size advantage tonight, and they rarely do. They're not a big team by any means. And a guy like Heitzman, you've got to go low and bring him down. And Detweiler did a good job there of grabbing his legs and pulling him back. And the Blue Jays might just take the end of the first quarter here with only 6 seconds to go. They're up to the football. They want to try to get this play off. Actually, Heitzman takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. He rolls out to the left side. Tries to cut it back inside, but it's going to be just a gain of a couple as Grady Bussing was able to make that stop for a gain of 2 yards. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So, 12 minutes are in the books. Axtell with a 16-0 advantage, but the Blue Jays are driving. They'll have a third down and 5 when we come back to start the second quarter. Again, 16-0, the Axtell Eagles lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. 16-0 Axtell leads over Boyd St. John Tipton. Blue Jays with a big third down and 5. Here as we start quarter number 2. They just picked up a big 4th and 1. And now they've got 2 plays to pick up 5 yards. 3rd and 5 from the 22-yard line of Axtell. Ball will be spotted near the left hash. Heitzman will be the quarterback by himself in the backfield. Set a man in motion from left to right. Heitzman will look to run the option. Now he tries to cut it back inside. He's hit immediately and gets spun back. Maybe got 2. He'll get to the 20-yard line, but that's it. And maybe get him inside of it to about the 19, but it's still going to be 4th down at about 3 yards for Heitzman and the Blue Jays. Heitzman has already carried it 12 times here in this game. He's got 42 yards to show for it. Nobody else has more than 12 yards for the Blue Jays. So now 4th and 3 coming up for the Blue Jays as we've got 11:30 to go in the opening half. A couple of quick score updates. Thunder Ridge all over Onega, 40-16 at halftime there. And over with a short lead over Osborne. Here, 4th and 4. This will be an underneath give. Looking to get the edge. Didn't get it. Heitzman gets pulled down from behind. Grady Bussing and Brandon Schmelzley combine on the stop. It'll be a loss of 4 yards. And it'll be a turnover on downs for the Blue Jays. So what was a great drive turns into nothing as the Axtell defense holds tough.
Take over on down. 1st and 10.
tried to lead this little reverse underhand give to Eitzman, but the Eagles were not fooled. And talking to Coach Eric Detweiler before this game, he said, you know, they run that two-quarterback system, but we're okay with that because when Eitzman is not in a quarterback, we know where the ball's going. Number 15 is going to get the ball when he is not playing quarterback. So it almost plays into the advantage of the Eagles. First and 10 for Axel from their own 23-yard line. And in motion from left to right, this will be a quarterback keep for Detweiler. Cuts it back inside of the 25, then gets hit hard from behind by Eitzman. Going to be a gain of about 6 yards or so, and that'll bring up second and 4. So really, Axel tonight, they lead 16 to nothing, but it's been two big plays. A 40-yard pitch and catch to Brockstrom and a 72-yard touchdown to Brandon Schmelsley. Call it a gain of 5 on that first down play. So now second and 5. Ball spotted at about the 28-yard line. Empty backfield set. Two receivers left to one to the right, and H-back in on the right side. And in motion, it's Schmelsley. Again, it'll be Detweiler on the right side. He just puts his head down and falls forward about a yard short of a first down of the 31-yard line. A gain of 4 yards. So third and one coming up for Axel. I got to imagine this is probably four down territory. Another quick score update. Kenton Galva leads Donovan West 14-6. So the Mustangs stick it in that one against the number 3 ranked team in the state. Third and a yard. Detweiler in the pistol look. He barks out a new play call. Schmelzy, the running back behind him. So be Detweiler, he's got the first down and plenty more. Gets to midfield. Now he breaks free. The 35-yard line, and it'll just run out of bounds at the 31. And a big gainer for the Eagles. That'll be an 18-yard pickup for the Eagles. The best run of the day so far for Isaac Detweiler. 9:35 to go in the half. 16 to nothing. Axel leads, and they're driving now at the Blue Jay 30-yard line. Two receivers split left. Axel operates from left to right here in quarter number 2. Back in the pistol look is Detweiler. He'll throw a swing pass to the left side. It's caught by Schmelzy looking for a block. Now he shakes a man free. Gets to the 20-yard line. Breaks free the 15 to the 10. And finally, he'll be shoved out of bounds there. That'll be a pitch and run of 23 yards for Schmelzy, and he continues his big first half. Schmelzy has both of the touchdowns for Axel so far tonight, one rushing and one receiving. Brings up the first and goal for the Eagles from the 7-yard line of the Blue Jays. 9:25 to go in the half. Axel already leads by 2 scores, now look to make it 3. Schmelzy again, the tailback 2 yards behind Detweiler. They'll run the option, toss it out to Schmelzy. He's got the edge, he's got the end zone for a touchdown. Third touchdown tonight for Brandon Schmelzy, his second on the ground, and the Eagles up 3 scores. Now Axel will go for 2, 9:21 on the clock. It's just a simple option that the Eagles have ran all night long, and the Blue Jays just have no answer whatsoever. Schmelzy again, the tailback behind Detweiler on the 2-point conversion attempt. It's just going to be Detweiler up the middle. He'll put his head down. He'll be thrown forward. Did he get in? They're going to say yes. 2-point try is good. Timeout on the field with 9:21 to go in the half. It's 24 to nothing. The Eagles lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
I see it now. Kirk Gilman taking care of us back at the studios. Johnny came back with you here at Axel. 24-0. The Eagles lead with 9:21 to go in the first half. A couple of quick score updates. Kenton Galva again over at DUS, 14-6. Lakeside and Frankfort tied at 22 at the end of the first quarter there, so a good one. At halftime, Thunder Ridge leads Onega 40-16. We'll have some more scores for you on our halftime show. Looks like Thunder Ridge now leads Onega 54-16 with 7:19 to go in the third quarter. And here's Detweiler. It'll give another good boot. This one is going to go into the end zone, and it will be a touchback. So it'll be first and 10, 15-yard line for the Blue Jays. They've had two pretty good drives here in this game, but no points. They threw an interception on their opening drive of the game and then got turned over on downs on drive number two after they got all the way to the Axtell 20-yard line. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter, 24-0. The Eagles lead. Heitzman will be the quarterback, and a pistol look. You're on first and 10. They send Thompson in motion from left to right. It'll be a toss to the right side to Thompson, but he drops it. He had room to run in front of him, too. Luke Bates was throwing a block for him, but Thompson could not secure the catch, so it'll bring up a second and 10. You feel like this is the drive right here that will decide whether this game could get over early or not, because the Eagles are just rolling offensively. They've had three drives. They've scored three times. They've connected on all three of their two-point conversion tries and already lead 24-0. If you missed it earlier, Axtell has only played into the fourth quarter twice this year against Hanover and then last week against Onega, but it was still a 54-8 win. Here's a handoff to the left side. That's going to be a big loss. As Axtell, the entire defense over there jumping on top of Cooper Jermark on the run, but he lost 3 yards. He just hit immediately as soon as he touched the football. So a loss of three will make it a third down and 13. Sawyer Dieters will get a quick breather over here on the sideline for the Eagles. So third and 13, wing T look, Heitzman under center. He's going to look to run it to the right side. He's got a ton of room, and he's going to pick up the first down to the 25-30, still on his feet at the midfield stripe. It'll run out of bounds there. And Coach Detweiler is not happy with his guys, but a big run. And they're asking if there's a flag down, but there's not. There's just a little yellow piece of paper. Well, that is going to be a run of 25 yards. Actually, for Heitzman, after that loss, it'll be 28 yards officially on the run. He's up to 66 in the first half. A big first down picked up for the Blue Jays. First and 10 from the midfield stripe with 8:31 to go. Thompson will split out as a wideout here on the near side. Heitzman back at quarterback, and he's looked back to throw. They're going to run a double move. They toss it to the left side, and it is going to be intercepted again. Picked off at the 15-yard line. A flag down. Schmelzy with the interception, but I think it's going to be against Thompson of the Blue Jays. Brandon Schmelzy picks it off at the 15-yard line. For Schmelzy, that's his eighth interception of the year. Axtell is demonstrative that it is against the Blue Jays, so if it is, it's going to stand and be an Axtell interception, the second of the night for the Eagle defense. They're actually going to call a hold against the Blue Jays, but nonetheless, it's not going to matter. They'll decline the penalty, and it will be Axtell football on the interception. So the second interception thrown by Heitzman here in the first half, and now Axtell, just like that, will have the football right back at their own 15-yard line with 8:24 to go, leading 24-0. So Heitzman has not been able to complete a pass yet tonight. He is 0-for-3. First and 10, though, for Axtell at their own 15. Ball will be spotted near the right hash. Two receivers split left. The Eagles operate from left to right. Atweiler takes the swing pass. Now he throws it back over the middle. He's got a man wide open. To the 40, the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10 to the 5-yard line and brought down at the 3. Nearly taking it the distance is Evan Bussing, but he'll be taken down at the 3-yard line. That's 62 yards on that throw from Detweiler. They've been running that swing pass all night long, and this time they fake it and send Bussing straight up the middle of the field. He makes the catch and takes it down to the 3. So now first and goal from the 3-yard line. Schmelzley the tailback behind Isaac Detweiler. Schmelzley already has 2 rushing touchdowns this time. It'll be Detweiler. He'll walk into the end zone and a big touchdown run by Isaac Detweiler. For Isaac, that's his first rushing touchdown of the night in his 20th here of 2021. Nothing. Axtell leans with under 8 minutes to go in the half. 2 receivers split right, 1 to the left is under 8 minutes to go. Here's the 2-point conversion try. They'll just run the option. Quick toss to Schmelzley. He'll run over a man into the end zone, and the 2-point try is good. 4 drives, 4 touchdowns, 4 2-point conversions, and the Eagles all over the Blue Jays here in the opening half. 7:58 to go in quarter number 2, it is Axtell 32, the Blue Jays nothing on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, there's a reason why the Axtell Eagles are the number one ranked team in the state in 8-man Division 2. Reasons like they've done already here tonight, leading 32-0 with still 8 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Their defense has forced 2 interceptions, a turnover on downs. They've given up just 84 total yards of offense. The offense, though, of Axtell, they have just rolled. Isaac Detweiler is 6-for-6 for 215 yards. And one touchdown. Brandon Schmelzley, he's got 2 rushing touchdowns, and then Detweiler has a rushing touchdown of his own. So now Detweiler will kick it off, and it's going to be a low, swivelly kick, and it's going to be recovered by Axtell. I don't know if that was designed, but it works perfectly, and it couldn't be fielded by the up man of the Blue Jays, and Axtell will take over first and 10 at the Blue Jay 35-yard line. This has just gotten out of hand quickly for the Blue Jays. And now Axtell brings the offense right back out on the field. But before that, Boyd St. John Tipton wants a timeout, and I don't blame him. We'll take the break with them. 7:56 to go in the opening half. It's 32-0. The Axtell Eagles lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, I don't think Isaac Detweiler meant to kick it off the side of his foot and kind of shank it, but it works out to perfection. Axtell recovers on the ensuing kickoff after the Eagles go up 32-0. So Axtell's going to have the football again. First and 10 from the 35-yard line of St. John Tipton. Everything that could go wrong here in this first half has so far for the Blue Jays. And the Eagles with a touchdown here could really put this one out of reach. So here comes Detweiler back out on first and 10. Two receivers split left. Eli Broxerman is the tailback behind Detweiler, who's in a pistol look. Grady Bussing, single receiver to the near side. Detweiler to throw. Looking over the middle, a toss one. He's looking to get it to Bussing, but it'll fall incomplete. It'll bring up second and 10. First incompletion of the night for Detweiler. He was 6 of 6 before that for 215 yards and a score. Axtell, 264 total yards of offense here in this first half. And they've done it on 16 plays. Second and 10 from the 35. Two receivers split left. Broxerman again the tailback behind Detweiler. Isaac takes the snap, throws into the left flat, and it's going to be dropped by Schmelzley, as they were trying to run that swing pass to the left side and the bubble screen, but Schmelzley drops it. It'll be a third and 10. Again, a really good crowd on hand here at Axtell tonight, with the weather not particularly friendly for fans and blowing a little over 20 miles an hour, the temperature hovering around 45 degrees or so. But good crowd on hand here for this 8-man Division II playoff game. Now, third and 10. And Weiler takes the snap, fakes the throw. Now he has a man busting wide open over the middle. Will make the catch. The 15 cuts inside of the 10. The 5, touchdown Eagles. Another passing touchdown for Isaac Detweiler, his 24th of the year. And for Grady Bussing, his 9th receiving touchdown of the season. 35 yards, just so easy. Again, they faked that bubble screen and sent a post on the inside with Bussing. And that time, nobody in front of him. So now the Eagles will go for two. Two receivers split left. Schmelzley the tailback behind Detweiler. They'll look to run the option. Now Blake toss Schmelzley. He'll run into the end zone, and the try is good. Five drives, five touchdowns, and again, the two-point conversion is pure. And we have a timeout with 7:40 to go in the first half. It's already 40-0. Axtell in front on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push dial aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Well, we've got one final already here tonight. Thunder Ridge beats Onega 62-16. That was about 1 minute to go in the third quarter there of that 8-man Division II playoff game. Here it is, Axtell 40, St. John Tipton nothing, with 7:40 to go here in half number one. Blue Jays got to get something going if they even want to keep this game going past the halftime break. So Detweiler will tee it back up. Another boot. This one's an end-over-end kick. He fielded by Thompson at his own 8. Off the 20, the 25, the 30, and he fumbles the football, and Axtell recovers. Again, anything that could go wrong tonight is going wrong for the Blue Jays. They fumble the kickoff, and Axtell recovers, and they'll have it first and 10 at the 31-yard line.
1 yard line.
Wow. And Thompson had a good return. He was all the way up to the 30, but he just got hit hard, and the ball shot forward right into the hands of Brandon Schmelzley. So the Eagles offense back out on the field with 7:30 to go. Schmelzley is the tailback behind Detweiler. He'll take the snap, looks to throw. Throws the ball back over the middle, but it's batted down by Luke Bates.
Number 7, Luke Bates.
Brings up second and 10.
So it'll bring up second and 10. Detweiler, 250 passing yards here in this first half with 7:30 to go still. Second and 10 for the Eagles from the 31. Ball spotted at the left hash. Two receivers split to the near side, one to the far side as the Eagles operate from left to right. Detweiler, a swing pass in the flat. It's caught by Broxterman. He'll make one man miss to the 25 and then dive forward near a first down to the 21. It'll depend on a spot. It'll be very close to a first down. They're going to mark him about a half a yard short. So it'll be a gain of 9 yards to bring up a third and one. When it's just that easy for the Eagles, I mean, they're just putting the Blue Jays in predicaments because if they bring more than two guys out here to try to block that, then it's going to set up the middle of the field for Detweiler just to take off on a quarterback draw. Third and one from the 22-yard line. So it's Detweiler on a keeper. He'll run right up the middle, makes the man miss. The 10, the 5, touchdown Eagles. Isaac Detweiler from 22 yards out. And the Eagles now lead by 46. So, yeah, if you were wondering, Axtell is worthy of that number one ranking in the state of Kansas. And remind you, this is just a 16-0 game after one quarter, so they've done most of their damage here in the second. Here's a toss out to Broxton. He'll get to the edge, runs over a man into the end zone, and the two-point try is good. So, again, another quick strike by the Axtell offense. It was 7:17 to go in the half. It's now 48-0. Axtell leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Axtell. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilwin, our man, back in the studios. 7:17 to go here in the second quarter. It is 48-0. Axtell is just done everything right here tonight. They picked off two passes. They've collected a fumble. They've collected an onside kick. Oh, yeah, and they happen to have over 275 total yards of offense. So here's Detweiler. Another good kick. This will be directioned into the end zone. It'll be another touchback, his second of the night. So the Blue Jays will have it first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. And so you look at it, the Eagles have scored three times here in the last, 45 seconds. First and 10 for the Blue Jays. Ball spotted right between the hashes. Eitzman is the quarterback. Three receivers bunched up to the near side. Heitzman takes the snap. He'll keep it himself on the right side. He's hit immediately, but now somehow spins forward and drags five tacklers with him as he gets across the 20-yard line. He's still on his feet at the 22. They'll give him near the 23-yard line, and that'll be a gain of nearly, I'll give him a full 8 yards there, and that'll bring up second and two. Heitzman is a really good football player. He's a big guy. And he is very, very tough to bring down. 6:40 to go as clock rolls. 48-0 Axtell. Second down and three coming up. Bates, now the quarterback. Be a toss to the right side, and it's fumbled. And it is going to be picked up by Thompson. He went all the way back to the 7-yard line to recover it, but a big loss. That'll be a loss of 10 yards.
You move this down the play, brings up third and 13.
So just everything has gone wrong here tonight for the Blue Jays. 6 minutes to go with a third down and 13. This is Bates under center. He fumbles it, picks it up, tosses it out to Thompson, and he gets across the original line of scrimmage and then a couple more to about the 18-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 5 yards, but it'll bring up a fourth and 8. Blue Jays just cannot hold on to the football here in the last, really, 6-7 minutes or so. So I'll face a fourth down, and we'll call it a long 7. Right now they're in a punt-looking formation, and it is going to be Bates who just boots it away. It's a pretty good kick. Detweiler looking to pick it up, but it's going to check up at the 27-yard line.
For 16.
And be touched at the 30, so that is where actually we'll begin this drive with 5:07 to go.
First and 10 from their own 30-yard line.
I talked to head coach Eric Detweiler of the Eagles before this game, and I said, you know, if you happen to get up big in this game, how are you going to approach it? He said, we are just going to keep rolling. He said, the only guy we might sub out is Isaac Detweiler, but other than that, we're not messing around. It's the playoffs. First and 10 from the 30. Now Weiler back in a pistol set. They'll send Brockerman in motion. It'll be a touch pass to him. He'll get the edge to the 35. Now the 40 spins away into Blue Jay territory to about the 36-yard line. It'll be a gain of 14 yards, and that would go down as an actual pass because it was kind of a touch pass from Detweiler. Fourth catch for Brockerman. He's got 72 yards, although 40 of those came on one play. First and 10 for Axel from the Blue Jay 36. Yeah, while they're back in the pistol look, Brockerman back in motion from right to left. We're on the option to the near side, tossed out to Schmelzley. He'll get to the 30 and then get shoved out of bounds. The flag is down near the end of the run. I think they're going to get Grady Bussing with a hold or a low block, one of the two. The flag's down at the 26. They're going to get a hold on Bussing. So that will be the second penalty on the Eagles here tonight. So now this will move it back to about a 38-yard line or so. And it'll bring up first and 12. There are 5 minutes to go here in the half. Now Weiler to throw. Throws the ball back to the right side. It's caught by Bussing at the 30. He'll spin inside and then step out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That'll be a gain of 10 yards, and it'll bring up second and 4.
It brings up second and 3 to go for the Eagles.
Well, now second and 4 coming up for Axtell. 4:45 to go here in the half. Again, it's 48-0. So if the score holds until halftime, the game would be over. Two receivers split left, one to the right. Hoxham in the tailback behind Detweiler. Isaac to throw. Three-step drop. Under pressure. Steps up. Somehow escapes pressure. Gets to the 25. Still on the feet of the 20. Finally pulled down from behind the 16-yard line. How did Isaac Detweiler get out of that? That is a 13-yard pickup for Detweiler. And he'll move the chains again for the Eagles. Just a Houdiniak. He had three guys around him. Hands all over him, but he snuck free and picks up 13 to set up a first and 10 from the Blue Jay 16-yard line. Axel now going to take some time as they get in and out of the huddle. Clock tuning to roll. We're approaching 4 minutes to go. Three down lineman for the Blue Jays on first and 10. Detweiler, a swing pass to the right side to Brockstrom, makes the catch. This time not a whole lot going on this play to the 14-yard line and a gain of 2 yards. That is it on that bubble screen out there to Brockstrom. So a 2 yard pickup brings up second and 8. Well, Axel, tonight this has just been dominant showing. I mean, 8-0 coming into this game, and you looked at St. John Tipton and said, you know, they're 4-4, and they've got some decent athletes, but they just have not been able to put anything together here tonight. Second and 8, Detweiler to throw. Plenty of time. Now he's under pressure, rolls out to the left side. Gets away again from pressure somehow. The Blue Jays had 3 guys in the backfield, but Detweiler was able to pick up positive yardage to the 11. And he'll gain 3 yards to bring up a 3rd and 5.
Brings up 3rd down and 4.
Under 3 minutes to go now in the opening half. So this game is over at halftime. We'll just try to get some scores of other games going on. 3rd down and 5 coming up for the Eagles. Detweiler to throw. 3-step drop. Looks left. Throws back over the middle, and it's going to be dropped. He was looking for Schmelzy at about the 3-yard line. Kind of threw it behind him, but it falls incomplete and brings up a 4th down. So now, obviously, in a situation to where the Eagles will probably just go for it, and they will because they do not kick the ball at all. And so here it is, 4th, and we'll call it a long 4. 2.5 to go in the first half. Detweiler takes the snap, looks to run the option out, just tosses it out. It's going to be a fumble all the way back to the 15-yard line, and taken down there is Brockstrom. Big loss all the way back to the 21-yard line. That'll be officially a loss of 9 yards and a turnover on downs for the Eagles. The first time tonight, Axel is not able to find the end zone on a drive. The Blue Jays will take over with 2:21 to go in the half. Now Axel is just looking to continue to preserve the shutout here with 2:21 to go. I don't think they're the only ones looking to preserve the shutout here tonight. Eitzman will be by himself at quarterback. 2 receivers split each way on 1st and 10 from the 20. Eitzman will just keep it himself up the middle. He's going nowhere. Eli Brockstrom in a big hit. As Eitzman's able to just get about a yard and a half, maybe 2. That's a big collision. That's one of those that hurts. But it's just cool outside. Which that's easy for me to say. I've got a heater sitting next to me in the press box. But nonetheless, under 2 minutes to go now here in the half. Axel leading 48-0. Eitzman now under center. Thompson is a tailback. They'll toss it to him along the right side. He'll break to the edge and get to the 25-yard line before he's shoved down there. It'll be a gain of 5. Give him maybe 6. It'll be a 3rd and 4. Blue Jays just really now, finally, they're going to go to a little bit of a hurry up with under 90 seconds to go. 3rd and 4. Eitzman to throw. Looking left side. He'll throw a screen back left side, but it's going to be caught by Thompson, but he catches it at the line of scrimmage and falls down. So a loss of 6 yards. It'll go back to the original line of scrimmage. Not only that, it's going to keep the clock moving. And so brings up a 4th and 10 for the Blue Jays with 1:10 to go. If you're the Blue Jays now, you've got to go for it because if you don't score here, it's going to be game over at halftime. They're taking a ton of time, though, as the clock is continuing to roll under a minute to go. A lot of confusion, and Coach Gangler is calling for a timeout, and they finally get it to him, but a ton of time comes off the clock, and just 46.6 seconds remain here in the first half. We'll just keep this one here because this might be on the final plays of this game as the Blue Jays can't get a big play. 46.6 to go here in the half. It is 48-0. See if we can get some scores of other games going on around the area tonight. Jeff Wirtz at the TBL Spotlight, see what he's got as far as the other eight-man games have. Rock Hills leads Lynn 16-14 at half. Thunder Ridge beats Onega 62-16. Just looking for an update on that Donovan West game. They're playing Kent and Galva. Kent and Galva had a 20-6 lead at halftime. And Hanover leads Osborne 8-0 at halftime.
Kent Galva leads Donovan West 14-6. Frankfort and Lakeside are tied 22-22. And Thunder Ridge defeated Onega 50.
So another timeout, 4th and 10 coming up for the Blue Jays. 46.6 seconds to go. Imagine if the Blue Jays don't get it here, Axel will just go to victory formation. Bates will toss it to the left side of Eitzman, looking for a double pass. Eitzman under pressure. Now he's going to step up, take off, and run. He'll get near the first down, but he's not going to get there. He'll be 2 yards short, and so Axel is going to take over 1st and 10 at the Blue Jay 28-yard line with only 38 seconds to go. We do have another quick score update as well. Frankfort leads Lakeside 30-28. That game is at halftime. Axel is going to come out in a victory formation. The Blue Jays have just one timeout remaining and 38.5 to go. Detweiler will take the knee, and we'll see if the Blue Jays decide to use that timeout. Right now they have not, so I think that's going to be the final play of this game as both teams are starting to shake hands. Wow, what a performance by the Axel Eagles tonight. They started 5-for-5 on their first five drives. Take that back. 6-for-6 on their first six drives here tonight, but that is going to be it. Final score here tonight, Axel 48, St. John Tipton nothing. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and try to summarize here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final score.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Milwaukee Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a two-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories. And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Axville. Again, final score, the Eagles dominant here, ending the game at halftime, 48-0 the final. Axville scores on their first six offensive possessions. It just a complete domination from start to finish. Axville got the opening kickoff and only needed a couple of plays before Brandon Schmelzy went 72 yards on a swing pass from Isaac Detweiler. That made it 8-0. Then the Blue Jays went on a pretty good drive. They got all the way to Axville territory to about the 20-yard line, but they turn it over on downs. Axville gets it back, and they drive down the field once again. This time Schmelzy scored on a 3-yard run to make it 16-0. Aaron Heitzman then threw an interception for the Blue Jays. Axville again struck quickly, went down, and had a 7-yard run by Schmelzy to make it 24-0. Then another interception by Heitzman, and the Eagles score once again on a short run by Detweiler to make it 32-0. That was with 7:58 to go in the second quarter. Then after another fumble on the ensuing kickoff, Detweiler went to Grady Bussing from 35 yards to make it 40-0. And then after another fumble by the Blue Jays, Detweiler went 22 yards for the final touchdown to give it our 48-0 final. Looking at the final statistics, we'll start with the Blue Jays. 88 total yards of offense, 85 of those come on the ground. They averaged a 3.7 yards per carry. Blue Jays had one penalty for 10 yards. Individually, Jared Heitzman, 16 carries, 75 yards. Ben Thompson, 6 for 13. Cooper Jermark, 1 for negative 3. Heitzman passing the football was just 1 of 4 for negative 6 yards. Luke Bates was 1 of 1 for 9 yards. That one positive yards completion went to Heitzman with that one catch for 9 yards. So for the Blue Jays, they will finish this season with a record of 4-5. Well, Axville, meanwhile, 363 total yards of offense, 285 through the air, 78 on the ground, average 6 yards per carry, 2 penalties for 14 yards for the Eagles tonight. Running the football individually, Isaac Detweiler, 8 carries for 73 yards. He had a couple of rushing touchdowns tonight, 1 of 3 yards, 1 of 22 yards. Schmelzy, 2 carries, 10 yards. He had 2 scores. Eli Broxterman, 3 carries for negative 5 yards. But Detweiler, a big day through the air, 11 of 15 passing, 285 yards. And Detweiler has 2 passing touchdowns tonight, 1 to Schmelzy and 1 to Grady Bussing. Catching the football, Broxterman, 5 catches, 74 yards. And he had a big catch and run of 40 yards. It took it down to the 3-yard line, setting up Detweiler's 3-yard run. Evan Bussing, 1 catch for 62 yards, 3 catches for 104 for Brandon Schmelzy, and 1 touchdown. Grady Bussing, he had 2 catches for 45 yards and that one score. So Axville 9-0 on the year, continuing to roll along, ranked number 1 in the state in 8-man Division 2. So you look at the way the bracket shapes up here for the Eagles. Again, that was a big win and a pretty quick one here tonight. This will be just the second game that has already gone final here tonight. Thunder Ridge beat Onega earlier, 62-14. But for Axville now with that victory, they move on, and they have a big one coming up next week between the winner of Hanover and Osborne. At last check, Hanover led 8-0. Axville have already played Hanover earlier this year and won 30-24. So that brings up a big one again next week. Man, that'll be a raucous crowd wherever that game will be played. So a big game coming up, though, for Axville as they're 8-0 on the year and await either Osborne or Hanover next week. We got to take one final timeout. We'll come back, and we'll pick our player of the game as, again, Axville dominates tonight. A 48-0 victory for the Eagles here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours. I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Welcome back one final time here to Axtell. Again, 48-0, the victory for the Eagles here tonight. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, taking care of us back at our studios. We've got a ton going on around the EMS Esports Radio Network area here the next couple of days. Over on 103.9 KMZA right now, Holton and Santa Fe Trail. But a scary situation there. They're in a delay. A player, right as the game got started, collapsed, and they are working on a defibrillator just to try to keep him going. So a very, very scary situation there in Holton, with prayers up to the player for Santa Fe Trail that is having some issues right now in that game. So prayers up there. But again, early on in that one on over on KNZA. Coming up tomorrow, plenty of state volleyball on 103.9 KNZA. We'll have the New Orleans Central girls volleyball team in Hutchinson. 9:30, we'll play Cheney. Then at 10:30, Heritage Christian. 12:30, we'll finish up pool play against Goodland. And on 92.1 KMZA, Centralia will be in action at state volleyball in Dodge City. Spearville at 8:30, Burlingame at 10:30, Little River at 1:30. And on Kier 93.7 FM, the Jeff County North volleyball team at state, they'll play Garden Plain at 3:30, Maranatha at 5:30, and Ellenwood at 8:30. Then we'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board show after our game on KNZA. I'll be in Perry for Sabetha and Perry LeCompton. That should be a really good one, a big seven-league battle, and also a Class 3A playoff game there. Should be a fun one. Then on Saturday, some possible volleyball again on KNZA, KMZA, and Kier Radio. One more final thing to do here, that is to pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Manhattan, and Westmoreland. And I think I've got a pretty easy decision tonight. Brandon Schmelzley, he is going to be my player of the game. He was all over the field on all three facets of the game for the Eagles tonight. Started things off with a 72-yard receiving touchdown, and a 3-yard rushing touchdown, a 7-yard rushing touchdown, 2 carries for 10 yards, 2 scores, 3 catches for over 100 yards, and he also added a touchdown there. So Brandon Schmelzley, he is going to be my player of the game. Remind you, Axtell again, 9-0 on the year. They await the winner of Hanover and Osborne. And the last check again, Hanover was leading Osborne 8-0 in that game. Also, a couple of quick score updates while we have it. A good one between Donovan West and Canton Galva. Canton Galva is leading Donovan West 20-14 at halftime. So a really good game there. Frankfort leads Lakeside 30-28 at halftime. And Thunder Ridge beat Onega earlier 56-14. All those scores up at MSESports.net. Make sure you check that out. And then again tomorrow night on the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. But that's going to wrap things up. So for our man Kirk Kilman, taking care of us back in the studios as always. Kirk, thank you so much. I'm Johnny Kane, singing so long here from Axtell High School as the Axtell Eagles with a big playoff victory in 8-man Division 2, 48-0 over the St. John Tipton Blue Jays. It's been a beautiful night. Thank you for tuning in with us. Have a good weekend, everybody.